We're going to start Asudas Purim very shortly here in Yerushalayim, Shushan Purim. Some of the halachas of Seudas Purim. Let's take a look at the sugya in Megillah Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Amar Rava. Rava establishes that Seudas Purim she'achla balayla lo yatzi dechovaso. That we cannot fulfill our mitzvah, our chiv of Seudas Purim at night. Now, that doesn't mean that there's no Seudas Purim at night, but that Seudas Purim at night, even if it would be a Kiyum HaMitzvah, would not be a fulfillment of our obligation. My taima, yimei mishte v'simcha ksiv. It has to be yimei mishte, the yomim, and not laila. Now, if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, and that you'll see here in Siman Tafresh Tzadi, Hey, which is a siman that we want to study. The Torah writes, Mitzvah laharbos besudas purim. And he writes, V'im ochla balayla lo yotza. On that, the Beis Yosef comments by quoting the Rav Yah, and the Rav Yah is of the opinion, Tzorech linhog kalel Shabbos v'yomo, that the halacha of sudas purim is parallel to the halacha of sudas Shabbos. And just like there's a Suda Leil Shabbos, there's also Suda Yom Shabbos, and that's what the Gemara means, that he wasn't Yotzi's Mitzvah. It's not enough that he eats a Suda at Laila, he also has to eat a Suda by day. And then the Beis Yosef adds a comment, V'amardachai Tama Olav. In other words, it comes out that according to the Rav Yah, and this is the Gevaldige Chiddush, there is a Suda Balaila. And I would even go as far as to say a chiv suda balayla. All Rav wants to say is that don't think that one suda balayla is enough. You need also a suda bayom. And it means that if you ate the suda bayom, you did not fulfill your mitzvah unless you had eaten a suda balayla the night before the yom. And therefore, says the Rav Yah, Tzorech Lisod Gam Balayla, Laroch Shulchan V'Lisod V'Dino Kelele Shabbos. Of course, the Ikar Suda on Shabbos is Bayom, that's called Kvod Ayom Adif. But of course, there's a Suda Balayla, and so too in Purim, the mirror image of Shabbos, there's a Chiv Suda Balayla, but that's not enough. Kvod Hayom Adif, and that's what Rav wants to derive from the Pasuk, Yemei Mishte, Yemei Mishte V'Simcha Ksiv. The Rav Yah adds the following, Dim Isa D'Ein Tzorch L'Sod Balayla Klal, if you're going to tell me that there's no Chiv Suda Balayla at all, then what was this Salkadaita, the Gemara raised a possibility that you could fulfill a mitzvah Seuda Balayla. Obviously, there is a Seuda Balayla and a Chiv Seuda Balayla, just that the Chiddush of Rava is that that's not sufficient. You also have to eat a Seuda Bayom, and without the Seuda Bayom, you did not fulfill your mitzvah. And that's what Rava means when he says, Sha'achal balayla lo yotzi dechovos, he hasn't completed his obligation. But certainly, there is a chiv se'uda, even balayla. So that's the lashon of the Rav. Y'all kol ponim chayev lisod balayla dumya dekriya. Just like in Kriya Samigila, there's a chiv kriya balayla. The ikar chiv is, of course, by yom. Ayom me'ilim mizkar v'nasim. Rav Kahn in the Gemara had a hava mina that he could fulfill his chiv su'uda by eating a su'uda balayla. And Rav Ashi retorted to him that lesser, that's not true. But lo yotze yidei chovasad she yisod su'uda chashuva bayom. And then the Rav Yor records that hochi nohug, this is our minog lisod balayla. And he writes, af Bechal Arbos or Biyom Rishon, even though he's already eaten Shalashudis, now he's going into Shabbos, now he's going into Purim, he still needs a Seuda a Seuda Balayla. That's the presentation here. You could take a look in the Beis Yosef, take a look in the Bach, and both say that Rabbi Seinu Nagu Lasos Iker Seuda Shachris, but it would seem that there is a Chiyuv Seuda Balayla, just like there's a Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, and that makes sense because Hayom Elu Nasim Nizkarim V'Nasim, and Nizkarim V'Nasim refers to both the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah Nizkarim and the mitzvah of Sudas Purim Nasim, and in both cases Hayom Elu, whatever Chiyuv was established with regard to Megillah, there's a parallel Chiyuv with regard to Seuda. And the Bach's language in explaining the Rav Yoh, Shebevadai HaSe'uda HaChashuva Beribui HaMinim Eina El Biyom El Rav Kahana B'sugis Shom Choshav. He was of the opinion She'im Balay Lachal Suda HaChashuva Gamkin Yotzi Recho Vosel L'fichach L'tzot L'harbos Kolkach B'suda HaChashuv Biyom Rav Ashi Heishiv Lo She'mechuyev Lasos Es HaSe'uda HaChashuva Dafka Biyom. ולפי זה הוכיח הרב יוה דבעל כורכך צורך לסעוד גם בלילה לערך שולחן ולסעוד ודינו כליל שבס ויומו אלא דכבוד היום עודף. Now if we take a look in the Darkei Moshe, and this is the Ramah in his comment on the tour, he says that Rov HaSudi, that's in Siv Dalet, we'll get to that later. There he's referring to the Sudas Yom that was Nimshech Talal. But as far as the night of Purim is concerned, the Darkei Moshe records a Tshuva the Mari Brin, the Gamba Laila Chayav Lismoach, that even at night there should be a Chiyuv Simcha, which expresses itself in Ribui Suda, but it's not a full Suda, but rather Ktsas Suda. And that you'll see in the Ramah himself, in Tofresh Tzadi Hei, when the Mechaber writes, Balayla Lo Yotzi Rechovaso, if he ate the Sudas Purim Balayla, he did not fulfill his obligation. The Ramah adds, Mikomakom Gam Balayla Yismach V'Yarbe Ktsas B'Seud. That's the tshuva of the Mari Brin. And this is very interesting because the Meiri understood differently. The Meiri and the Sugya of Seuda understands that Laila of Purim is not really Purim at all. Purim is really by day. The Kriyas HaMegillah in the Sugya Daf Dalid, according to the Meiri, is a Kriyas Laila Kodem Purim. So therefore, basically, Leil Purim, according to the Meiri Shita, is completely bereft of Mitzvahs Megillah, of Mitzvahs Purim in general, with the one exception of Megillah, which is a separate Takon of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So certainly, according to the Meiri, one would doubt whether or not there's any obligation of a suit at night. And the Beis Yosef says, Kosva Mordechai v'shem Rav Yosh tzarch linog kelel Shabbos v'yomo dumya de Kriya. So both Kriya HaMegillah and Suda are obligatory at night, albeit in a secondary way compared to the Yom. And then he writes, V'hamechaber toma olav, that even though the Mordechai quotes this Rav Yoh, he has doubts about it. And the Pasha of the Sugi would seem to indicate that there was a push for a Chiyuv Suda Laila that was rejected by Rava because he's not Yotze, but that doesn't mean that Rava completely undermines and completely nullifies the Chiyuv and the Kiyum Suda Balaila. By the way, the Darkei Moshe, maybe we'll come back to this a little later, he writes, Mitzvah Lasok Batorah Kodim HaSeuda, that the Sudas Purim overrides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so we terminate our learning for the sake of Sudas Purim, and that's exactly what we're going to do in Mirtz Hashem. But on the other hand, there is an inyan to make sure that we do some learning before the Suda. That's what the Darkei Moshe says. Now, let's get back to the issue that is addressed by the Truva Sadeshin here, quoted in all the poskim. Apparently there was a minhag to start the Suda by day, but towards the end of the day, and they continue into the night, and they actually eat and complete most of the Suda at night. And the Truva Sadeshin writes that Rabosav Nagu Lasos Ikar Suda B'Shachris. So we have various parts of the day here. You know, the possibility would be Ikar Suda B'Shachris in the morning hours. There's a possibility of Ikar Suda by day, but in the afternoon hours. And then there's a possibility of just beginning the Suda at the end of the day. And the bulk of the Suda is going to be eaten at night. And apparently, this opinion that you start, you know, l'haschil es asuda somach l'shkia sachama, and the ikar asuda is being eaten b'motzai Purim, the Trumas Hadeshen, in response to this minog, he writes, mishum to be a dalid shachris tzorch shia Shihui b'kriyas samigilu. He has to spend a lot of time with the mitzvah of kriyas samigilu during the morning hours, and then he's tarud with the mitzvah of shalach monos and matonas avyonim. Ein pnai lechol b'seuda b'simcha u'betanug v'lchein kavua kadmonim miktsasa ba'erev l'haskel mibodyom, to begin while it's still daylight, but to continue it way into the wee hours of the night. And by starting the Suda by day, he's Mekayim in the midst of Suda B'yom, and that's the Iker part of the Kiyum Suda. But he wants to eat the Suda at a slow pace, without any pressure, B'simcha B'tainug, and that's what he does by continuing the Suda into the night. V'nimshach ba me'oz, from nightfall, he continues his Suda, and he eats it b'tanug, b'pnayu b'tanug, with, you know, at a very slow pace. He's not pressured, he's not rushed. Adalayla, ubalayla atzmo, chashiva kol suda achas. It's all considered one suda. It's almost as if the suda just has to touch base with the zman, in this case yudalit or tesvav. And once having touched base at the beginning of the suda with the zman, now it's a mitzvah that exists in and of itself as a separate entity, a suda, chal shem sudas purim, and it's no longer connected to zman. You know, if theoretically you could eat that sudas purim a week later, if it had the shtempel, the chal shem sudas purim, then you would be yotze a week later, because l'chora, you know, the day after purim is like a week later. What's the difference? The Rama paskins that rov asuda tzricha lios bayom. It's not enough to begin your Suda right before nightfall and then continue it into the wee hours of the night. No, you have to eat most of the Suda during the day. He's talking about outside of Yerushalayim. Now, there's a sefer called Shalmei Todah. I wanted to read to you a bit of what he has to say about this topic. He says, the rov hasuda ena kavana rov zman hasuda ela kavana lemacholim hachashuvim. When the Ramos says that he has to eat rov suda by day, he doesn't mean that most of the time from the beginning of the suda till the end, that time lapse is going to be taken up by laila. No, what he means by rov suda is the macholim hachashuvim, so that it's critical that he start early enough during the day so that he can eat the boss of a dogim and the vegetables and whatever is the most important part of the meal by day. But now he can continue for hours and hours into the night, a period of time that by far outweighs and overshadows that period of time that he spent by day. But the Iker is that he ate the Macholim Chashuvim by day. V'achkach b'layl yicholim l'smach b'divrei Torah b'shirim k'mo sheyirtzu afilu kama shos. It's meaningful to continue into the night with shiros, tishpachos, with simcha, even for many hours. I wanted to point out to you the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see if we can open up to the Mishnah Berurah here. And we're taking a look at Tofresh Tzadi Hey, of course, if cut on tests. And you'll find this in the middle of your page. He writes, Be'oda Yom Gol Kosvel Yo Rabba B'Shem HaShallah HaMeshabeach Mishos HaSudasa V'Shachris. Anyone who eats the Suda during the morning hours is praiseworthy. And if you take a look at the Mikroi Kodesh, one of the finest Sfarim on Moadim, written by the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim of then, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he writes that, let me just see where he speaks about it. It's called Hamshachas HaSeuda B'motzai Purim, to extend the Suda even after Purim is over. And he quotes here in this middle paragraph, Ukfarheir Bazea Goen, he doesn't tell you exactly what his name is, but apparently Reb Tzvi Frumer is his last name, otherwise known as the Yehudi HaKadosh Mi Psichsa, and he writes that limud zchus al misha hiskel lispalel bizman tefila af shenim shachacher zman. That this concept of starting and then continuing is not just limited to Suda, that applies to tefila as well. You could start the tefila to zman tefila and then continue even after the zman tefila. And that makes sense because the chefs of tefila, that entity that he creates of prayer, is meaningful in and of itself. It has a life and a vitality of its own. It's got to be connected to zman, and it's enough if it touches base with Azman, v'chashiv kilu mispal kol tefila b'zmana, and it makes no difference whether he prayed 99% of the tefila after the zman tefila, or all of the tefila b'toch zman tefila. It's all the same. And a similar halacha we find here with regard to sudas pur. Now you may find that Nagu Olam Lahaskel Sudas Purim Somachal Laila Af Sheruba Nimsheches Kvar Leacha Purim Holchemachar Scholem Mikomakom Ein Likonis Bepirza Dechuka. In other words, to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank is not excited about doing this Lechatchila, organizing your Suda, that it just begin at the tip of the day, the end of the night, and the bulk of the Suda continues Balaila after Purim is over. That's a pirtza dechuka. And Tov Yoseh L'Kayim is a mitzvah bizmana kilchasa. Why not fulfill the entire Seuda during the day and not push it off till the night? That's his final conclusion. Now, there is a sefer called Yemei HaPurim. Let's see if we have it. He writes here in Yemei HaPurim, Mitzvah Laharba V'Sudas Purim, V'Suda Achas Yotzim, V'Sudas Purim Shasov V'Layla Lo Yotza, Mikomakom Gam V'Layla Yismach V'Yarbe K'tzas V'Suda, Tov Lasok Ma'at B'Torah Kodem Sheyaskil HaSuda, V'Smach L'Dor L'Yehudim Aysa Ora V'Simcha Ora Zutora, and then Simcha is Suda. Yesh Nogim Lasa Suda V'Boker Kodem Mincha, the Yeshno Gim Lasos Suudas Purim Li Achar Mincha, Mishum She, the reason why they delay the Suudas Purim till Mincha after Mincha is Mishum She Trudim the Mitzvos Mishloch Manos. They're busy with the Mitzvos Mishloch Manos, and you could add here Matoras Lev Yonim, Vinim Shochim Berov Ana Mincha, Viasurim Lahaskel Besuuda Kodim Mincha, Umispalim Mincha Tchila Biodayom Godel. So it's preferable not to begin the Su'uda before davening Mincha. So that should be organized in such a way. Here we have a kind of a minion factory, we call it Imre Shefer, across the street. So Bli Neder, we'll try to see if we can cut Mincha before we start the Su'uda. Yesh Nogim, he says, Lasos, Shtei Su'udos, Achas Babok, Vachas Re'achrei Mincha, Shinim Shechad Adalaila L'toch Halaila, V'yikabeitz Anshei Beso, V'chaver V'lechol B'yachad, Di Efshel Ismo Karoi B'yochid. Simcha requires a social company. Kishechal Purim B'yom Vav, Yasu Asuda B'shachris, Korim Chatzos M'nei Kvod HaShab. So if Purim is on a Friday, then the Suda should be eaten in the morning, because of Kvod Shabbos, he shouldn't enter into Shabbos with a full belly. It says here that some have a minhag lilmod mishnayis from Masechta Shkolim, because that's minyan diyoma achar hasuuda kodim birkas hamazon. That's an interesting minhag. Now, as far as what would be and what should we be eating at the Su'uda. So again, let's assume it's daytime, it's the afternoon, it's after Mincha, we davened already, we're ready for the Su'uda, and most of the Su'uda will be eaten by day, everything's fine and dandy, what are we eating? So the Rambam's Lashon, which is in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Aleph, read it out loud. Perek Beis already. Halach Yudalit. He says, Sudas Purim Shasovalai Lo Yotzdech Keitzad Chovas Sudazu Halacha Tesvav Sheyochal Basa. And this is interesting. We're going to see some of the poskim about what constitutes basar. But certainly in the classical sense, as Rav Avad Yosef demands in his Chazon Avadio, we're talking about basar behema. We're not talking about oaf or anything of the like. And the Atake in the Rambam says, Suda no kefi asher timtza yado. He should do the best that he possibly can. And then v'shose yayin ad she yishtaker v'rodem b'shikrus. That's an interesting definition. The Rambam on the one hand requires that we eat basar at the Sudas Purim. And the Magid Mishnah explains, Bishar Hamakomos Omru Ein Simcha El V'Basar, meaning that the Rambam is borrowing from the definition of Simchas Yontif, V'Samachta V'Chagecha requires Basar. And the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, also apparently requires Simcha B'Basar. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch, and he writes, see where the Shulchan Aruch is for a second here. Sif Zion. Let's see where we can find this. Shmisha Omer, this is Sif Zion. This is already in Tofresh Tarivav. Sha'onein muta bebasar v'yayin. Then on Purim, an onein is allowed to eat basar. And the reason for this apparently is because of the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and he writes, "Lo osi esei diyochid davelus v'dochi esei derabim deoraisa." That the simcha of Purim, like the simcha of Yontif in the Gemara Moed Katan, is a mitzvah sasei derabim, and therefore it trumps a mitzvah sasei diyochid. In this case, the mitzvah of aninus. So this is fascinating. You know, we're talking about an one now, before Kvura, and he's eating basar and even drinking yayin because of the Esei Derabim. Now, the Esei Derabim of Purim is certainly not Doraisa. But he writes here in the Shulchan Aruch that L'smoch b'Purim divrei kabbalah ninu she'em k'divrei Torah. That the status of Simcha on Purim is equal to a Doraisa because it's Midivrei Kabbalah. And this Chiyuv Simcha, therefore, is like the Chiyuv Simcha of Yontif. Just like the Gemara says in Psachim Kuftes, Ein Simcha l'Bebasar, in Purim as well, there's a Chiyuv Simcha, and therefore you have to eat Basar. And you'll see this here in the Magen Avraham, in Sivkaton Tesvav, he writes that, L'chora, he says, Leka Esse Klal, there is no Esse of Simcha on a Daraisa level with regard to Purim. V'yef Shalom and the Purim Shaini D'chsiv Ba Simcha V'ein Simcha El B'basar. Okay, fine. And I guess what we want to add here, perhaps, I don't see it explicitly in the Magen Avraham, is the concept of divrei Kabbalah with regard to Purim. Now, the Magen Avraham himself asks the Kasha. He says, Mikomakom kasha hayontif nami simcha ksiv bei v'ein chiv lechol basa rak bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Mimokom shebasa, if you're coming from simchas yontif requires basa, and therefore Purim should certainly require basa as well. Well, I don't know. Does simchas yontif really require basa? Because during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when it was Kodshim, then the mitzvah of Simcha required Achilas Basar Kodshim, but Bizman HaZeh, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Kodshim, then Pashas Achilas Basar is just a means to get to Simcha. And if that be the case, how can we talk about Purim, which is Liachar Churban HaBayis, and talk about a chiyuv achilas basar, let alone a chiyuv d'orais that trumps the iser of basar la'ovel? This is all very strange. Now, the case of Purim, of course, is a nes that took place in Chutz Laaretz during Golus Bavel, and there's no possibility here of Kodshim. And apparently, what we're going to have to say is, l'chatchila, there was no kvius of a chiv simcha bebasar. It wasn't that the takana was that in order to achieve simcha, you have to have basar. Because if that be the case, then we would require basar even bizman hazeh. Now, there's a sefer here, which is called the Divrei Moshe. Let's take a look. We'll fast forward here a little bit to the Divrei Moshe. And he has been in Chovas Achilas Basar B'Purim. He's got a whole tshuva dedicated just to this very topic. This is the Munkat Rav. Just one second. I'm sorry, not the Munkat Rav. This is the Tzbav of a Rebbe, who's also a member of the Badatzia in Yerushalayim, or at least a descendant of the Bava Rebbe, I should say, Rav Moshe Halberstam. And he's also the author, I believe, of Divrei Moshe. In any case, his presentation is that the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Ayin Ches and Beis, would seem to indicate that they took a golem, egel, l'achilas sudas purim. That's what he has over here. And before he quotes the Brisker Rav, let's just see. Yeah, he says, Migbas purim, they used to collect money for Purim, and it was earmarked for the Suda of Purim, Franiyim. Avalochim es ha'agolim v'shochtiv yochlen osan. The Lashon HaGemara is agolim. And that too would indicate that we're talking about eating basa behema at the Sudas Purim. And we're going to have to suggest again that this concept of Divrei Kabbalah Heim Kedivrei Torah, which we saw in Tafresh Sarivav, engenders and generates a Chiv Basar, and that's why at the time of the Gemara they were Shechting Agolim. Now, he quotes the Magen Avraham that how can we be Matir Achilles Basar for an Onen is Leka Ese Klal. If Shalom Shaini Purim Holik Sibbe Simcha Vien Simcha Lubbe Basar. Doesn't make sense here because Yontav is also Simcha, and yet in Yontav there's no chiv, a separate chiv of eating basar except for the Zman and Mikdash. So how does Simcha and Purim postulate or generate a chiv achilas basar? Where is that coming from? Because even in Yontav itself, it's only coming from the Beis HaMikdash, the Korbanos. So he writes here, Nira Lomar Bazed, the shiny Geder Chiyuv Achilas Basar Purim Chiyuv Achilas Basar B'Yontif. And the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, when he speaks about Basar, he's talking about Chayav Adam Lios Behem on these days of Yontif, B'Simcha B'Tuv Lev. And basically, the Achilas Basar is part of this general framework of Simcha and Tuv Lev. And he writes the Ikar Achilas HaBasar with regard to Yontif, Hula Oras HaLev Lios B'Simcha. Then he goes on and he quotes the Sefer Emek Bracha, Rabbi Arye Pomeranchik, who's a Talmud Muvak of the Brisker Rav, and Tochen Dvarav, the essence of what is quoted here in the name of the Brisker Rav, is that with regard to all Moedim, the mitzvah is Lismach Bashem Yisbarach. The Basa, the Yayin, this is all just a Siba. This is just a means, Leorer HaSimcha, to get to a state of Simcha. And that's clear from the Rambam Perek Vav Milchus Yontav Halacha Chaf, and from Midrashim, in Shir Shirim, for example, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Nagilu V'Nischavo, Eini Yodea, Im bo bayom o bo baKadosh Baruch Hu tamalomer nagilu v'nismucha bach. Okay, so that's as far as Yontif and the Achilas Basar is a means, a conduit to an end to reach Simcha Bashem. Zayom os Hashem laora Simcha Bashem. Aval Purim, he says, tichsiv mishta v'simcha hamishta atzma hi guf hamitzvah. Belishum tachlisim shel simcha. Wow. So we have two mitzvahs here, according to the Brisker Rav. We have a mitzvah of mishteh and a mitzvah of simcha. And the mitzvah of mishteh requires a seuda that consists of achilas basar and shtiyas yayin at the minimum. V'eino ba dafka kidei la'oro sonu l'simcha. There's another mitzvah of simcha in Purim. But mishteh is an end unto itself. It's not just that we're drinking and eating meat as a conduit, as a means to an end, but it's a mitzvah unto itself. And that's the mitzvah of mishteh and seuda. Whereas basar v'yayin, in the case of yontif, is only a siba, it's only meant as a cause, a backtrack to bring us to the state of simcha. But in Purim, it says mishteh v'simcha in the Megillah, and therefore mishteh itself is the guf mitzvah. Which would mean that even if you hold that today, in our time, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif, there is no separate chiyuv, of Achilas Basar, because we don't have the Basar Karbonos. But in Purim, there's a chiyuv Achilas Basar in Suda, because Suda's Purim was established by Chazal after the Churban, in which Achilas Basar is the Ikar Guf HaMitzvah. It is not the means to an end, but the end unto itself. That's Suda's Purim. And the Divrei Moshe that we mentioned before has another tshuva here about him. Gam noshim chayovas lechol basar bepurim. And he comes to the conclusion that women are, insofar as afein hoyu, and they're obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah, they're also obligated in the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Sefer Moedim Uzmanim has something very interesting to say over here. I'd like to read the language of Rav Sternbach. Let me just get it out here. In Moedim Uzmanim, and he writes the following. He says, "Mevur b'divrei Rambam chovas hayom b'purim lechol basar chein mashma de be'inin dafka su'udas lechem. Without lechem, it's not a suda. We need the basar." He makes reference again to the Magen Avram that we never found this kind of all-encompassing obligation with regard to Purim of Pas. And he has doubts whether or not, as far as Basar is concerned, there is a Chiyuv. If after all in Yontif, I'm not sure if there's a Chiyuv Achilus Basar, how much more so in Purim. But then he goes on to say, Ocha Baboker Pas Beli Se'uda De Basar. If he ate on the day of Purim a Se'uda, Mamash a Se'uda with Pas, but he omitted Basar. Let me just get this down. He says, Beli Se'uda de Basar. He says, Loki Mitzvah Sayom. Is therefore we have to be very careful that during the Seudas Purim, if we delay until Lila and we haven't eaten the meat yet, that's not good. The meat should be eaten before Shkia. So again, even though we allow the Suda, that was the big deal we had with the Trumas Hadesh, to go into the night, into the wee hours of the night, but nevertheless, the Basar, which is the Ikar Suda, has to be eaten by day. And those who don't eat the Basar by day, are Mavatel, the Ikar Mitzayom, the Sudas Purim, Shemeskaim Rak Im Achilas Basar V'Shtias Yayin. And that's what we have here in the Moed Muzman, a big chumrah here and a great demand that A, we all have to eat meat, and B, the meat has to be eaten bibojom, not to be left for Motsoi Purim. A fascinating footnote here, number Aleph, in his essay on Sudas Purim, in which he writes that he quotes the Bir Agra to Megillus Esther, who says that V'loyosu mitoch zaram is going to teach us that even ketanim have to be part of the Simcha and the Mishnah of Purim, and that's what it means. V'zicham loyosuf mizaram, even ketanim achayev in Kriyas HaMegillah. He writes again, this is all a big tema because there's a mitzvah chinuch, but it's not a chiyuv incumbent upon the katan. But maybe it means that if the kiyum is a kiyum shebelev, then we have a chi of chinuch, and the child becomes obligated vis-a-vis that kiyum shebelev, whether it be simcha shebelev. The katani efshalo b'mitzius lahargish simcha kimitzvasa shakol etzel kischok v'tiatua. He says there's no room for chinuch here in a mitzvah that requires this attitude of the heart, because the child is not mature enough. Lahargish simcha kimitzvasa. The child sees Purim more as a joke. Now, with regard to Pas, I would like to mention that some of the poskim have an inclination to assume that we need kavana for the sake of the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and the Shachiyonah that we recite as the third bracha before Kriyas Megillah is also related to this mitzvah of Sudas Purim. Now, with regard to Pas, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us the following. Let's just open up the Gemara in Shabbos. Iboilahu, Maula Hazkir Shal Chanukah Bevirkas HaMazal. Could be that in Chanukah there is no Chi of Seuda, therefore benching on Chanukah doesn't require Ala Nisim, or maybe L'chatchila yes, but certainly not Likuva. And if there's no Chi of Seuda, there's no Chi of Pas on Chanukah, and therefore we omit, or if he omitted, he's okay as far as Birkas HaMazal is concerned. Again, he's going to mention Al-Anisim in Tefillah, He's going to mention Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon, but it's not Li'ikuva. As far as Tefillah is concerned, again, it seems it's a Davar Pashut that on Chanukah, although there's no, or it's not an integral part of Birkas HaMazon to recite Al Anisim, but in Tefillah, it's definitely obligatory. B'dieved he's Yotze without that, but. And now we look at the Shulchan Aruch once again, in Tafresh Sarihei. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sif Gimel that Omer al Anisim beberkas Amazon, and that's short and sweet in the Shulchan Aruch. Omer al Anisim beberkas Amazon. Not sure, but it seems to me that the Shulchan Aruch is paskining that every single suda that you eat during the course of Purim requires Al Anisim. That's the impression I get. Now, if let's say he omitted Birkas HaMazon, he omitted Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon, what's going to be the din in that case? And if you take a look in the Magen Avraham Sifkaton Tes, he writes, just get the language here. Im shachach al anisim birkas hamazon machzirin oso delo sagi delo achil. In other words, since there's a requirement of seuda, again, I'm not sure pass, but he seems to assume pass on Purim. Therefore, if you omitted al anisim in benching, then you would have to repeat benching. There's no way that he can fulfill his obligation without eating. That's the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. When we call Makom, he says, the atu mi adif mi tefillah. We know that with regard to tefillah, tefillah is an absolute chova, and yet, Ein Machzirin Asofi omitted mentioning the day of Purim. He's okay, but the evidence doesn't repeat Shmon Esri. Kol Shkein beBerkas HaMazon. If he omits Berkas HaMazon, therefore Nira Li the Imkvar Ochal Seuda Achas. Well, this is very important. The Imkvar Ochal Seuda Achas Bayom Shuv Ein Machzirin Asofi Iboi Lo Ochal Yoser. There's a minimum requirement to fulfill the mitzvah, and that's even likuv of one seuda. And therefore, if he finished one seuda during the day of Purim, and he omitted Al Anisim, he still has the option of eating a second seuda, and therefore the Birkas HaMazon that he recited on the first seuda is perfectly valid. And he says the following: Yesh lachar, is there a chiyuv achilus pas on Purim? If there is, then one could equate hazkara in Birkas HaMazon with hazkara on any day that you chayev to eat. For example, on Shabbos you have a chiyuv achila, and if you don't mention mitzvah in benching, you have to repeat benching. Or the same would apply on Yontif with regard to Yalaviyov. With regard to Purim, the logic would sway us in that direction as well. There's a chiyuv achila on Purim, but the answer is, says the Magen Avraham, lo matzinu shechayev lechol pas bePurim. We don't find that there's a separate chiyuv to eat pas and to be koveh sud in that way, and therefore shachach lomar al anisim bebenching bebirkas hamazon bePurim yotzi dechovaso. However, many achronim disagree with this Magen Avraham, the Shalah, the Marshal, the Mari Falk, and the Matthew Ephraim, they all say Peh Echad that we should be returning, we should be repeating Birkas HaMazon on any single Suda during Purim if we omitted Al Anisim, even if he had recited Al Anisim in benching on the previous meal. And that's a whole school of thought. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, holds that the Iker Din is that you don't have to repeat Birkas HaMazon if you omitted Al Anisim, ki lo matzinu shechayv lechol pas bePurim. U'matzil miftar nafshi b'shar minei mat'amim, since he can be yotze with other delicious foods, and he doesn't have to be koveh sud al pas, is therefore, misha ochal, if he ate Is Pshita Dein Lach Zero if he benched and he left out Al-Anisim, for sure he doesn't have to repeat benching. For Lachash the Safik Bracha Levatola, and he should always be afraid to recite a Bracha Bitzad Safik or Safik Brachas Lahakil. Now the Mishnah Brura Paskins Ludina, let's see this in Sifkata on Tes Vav. We have to have this all spread out on a wide table here in front of us. He says, Im Shachach, Lomar Al-Anisim, Yeshom in the Machzirinosov, Yeshom in the Machzirinosov, Safik Brachos, Lahakil. But then he has a Chiddush here. So even though he's already Paskin that Lomaisa, if he forgets Al-Anisim and Benchi, he does not repeat Benchi, but nevertheless he writes, Vidafka Bisa'uda Rishona Sha'ocha Bo Bayom. Aval b'se'uda shnia she'ochal. He says, Aval b'se'uda shnia she'ochal achar mincha, korim se'udas purim, yishuv ein machzirino so lekule alma. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. In the case of a se'uda Rishona Shocha Bo Bayom, then we should apply the principle of Safik Brachas LaHakel. Avol Besuda Shnei Shocha Acham Min Shikon Sudas Purim. Now here he has a language that's a little bit ambiguous. He says Ukfar Ochal Suda Achas Bayom. He's saying the following: the issue of Machzirnos, it depends upon whether he has a Chiv Suda. Now, if he ate his Suda in the morning, and now he's eating a second Suda as a Sudas Purim in the afternoon, he has already fulfilled his Chiv of B'chol Yom, Teilo Me B'chosov, Baruch Hashem Yom, of adding something in honor of Purim. And therefore, there's no need, no requirement for him in that second Suda after Mincha to repeat Birkas HaMazon if he omitted Al-Anisim. That's the svara here of the Mishnah Berurah. For some reason I'm having trouble finding it here on this sheet. He says, B'chol mikol lo yachzar im shachach lomar al-anisim idin safek brachas lahakel. And I'm not sure if at the end of the day the Mishnah Berurah comes to any definite conclusion. He suggests that when you get to Arachamon, if you remember that you omitted Al-Anisim, you should recite an additional Arachman, Arachman, Yasalon, Anisim. But Aloch Lamaisa, the impression I get is that you would not repeat Birkas HaMazon if you omitted Al-Anisim. And that's true for any Seuda. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to activate the principle of Safik Brachas LaHakil in any event. Now, the Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, wrote a sefer, of course, called Hamor Uktzia, and there he writes with regard to the words of the Magen Avraham that we saw, that there's no Chiyuv Lechol Paskus Sudas Purim. He says, Dover Zei Efshar Lishomo Klal Aniyastayfi. So the Yaivitz completely rejects the Magen Avraham. The latter assumes that there's no Chiyuv Achilus Pas on Purim, but Rav Yaakov Emden assumes for sure there is a Chiyuv Achilus Pas on Purim. And he writes Kal Vachomer. He has a Kal Vachomer. What's his Kal Vachomer? He says, let's see if I can read it to you. He says that Atumi Adif Mitfila de Chovahi, Vafilochi Ein Machzirno Sov, and Yom Kavachomer Ze Yeshal of Tshuva. If you're going to argue that in Tfila Fiyom Mitzal and Nisim, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esther, then certainly in Birkas HaMazon. And he adds that I have a Pircha, a Tshuva to this Kavachomer. That let's take a look at Rosh Chodesh for in Tfila Machzir no so, but in Birkas HaMazon lo machzir no so. Now, he writes the following. The Sudas Rosh Chodesh Lekachiv Kulihai. So if you omit the yom in Birkas HaMazon on a day which is a chiyuv suda, an obligation to eat, then for sure you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. And that phrase which the Gemara employs with regard to Shabbos and Yontif to explain why you have to repeat applies in the exact same way to Sudas Purim. He says, Lo Sagi de Lo Achil. Just like in Shabbos Yontif, you must eat the Suda, so to hear in Purim, you must eat the Suda. And Suda's even supersedes Tefillah, because in Tefillah, there's Tefillah. And you Yotzi Tefillah with or without the additional mention of Al Anisim. But in the case of Suda and Birkas HaMazon, Adif, Birkas HaMazon Mitfilin Yin Zemeach Shekol Iker HaSuda B'Shvil Purim Hi. The Chi of Suda on Purim is fulfilled at the end of the day when we get to, at the conclusion of the day, we get to Birkas HaMazon. That makes it into a Sudas Purim, and we're chayv in that Sudas Purim. So the Birkas HaMazon is an integral part of the Suda, and therefore, it's not like Tefillah, and therefore, Al Anisim would be absolutely indispensable. And when the Magid Avraham says that we never found a Chiyuv Achilas Pas Bepurim, he says that the Pasuk itself says, Yibei Mishte V'Simcha U'Be'inon Su'uda Kvua. Below Sagi, below Pas. How can you have a Suda, a Kviya Suda without Pas? And we have a Chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha, which engenders a Chiyuv Suda Kvua that requires a Pas. He has a number of other Rayas, and he finally concludes, Klal Zehu Dover Pashut, Kol Mokum Shenemar Suda, Ein El V'Pas, Ein Kviya Sel V'Pas. And at least one Su'udah is required, is obligatory during the day of Purim, and therefore the Al Anisim would be indispensable to Birkas HaMazon for that one Su'udah. Again, he accepts the Magen Avraham that he already, in the event that he had already eaten a Sudas Shachris, and that became a Sudas Purim, he does not have to repeat Birkas HaMazon if he omitted Al Anisim in the second Su'udah. And the language of Rav Emden here, of Keva Dechsiv, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Be'inan Suda Kvua B'Pas, and a Mishta Nikral Shem Lechem, he's talking about Rashi Al-Torah, Vayikur Chaf Aleph Yud Zayin Daber Al-Aron Lemar Ish Mizarach L'Dorsam Asher Yebo Mum Lo Yikrav L'Hakriv Lechem Elokov. Rashi says, Machal Elokov Kol Se'uda Kruya Lechem. And therefore the final maskana, and this is also brought down in the Shari Tshuva, that a Sudas Purim without Lechem lo yatza, and the Birkas HaMazon is an integral part of the Suda, and therefore it has to take on the character of a Sudas Purim. Essentially, the machlokas here about whether forgetting Al Anisim Birkas HaMazon requires that he repeat Birkas HaMazon depends upon the machlokas. Is there a Chiyuv Pas on Sudas Purim? And in general, it depends upon how we understand the definition of Seuda. And that's going to be critical. So here are some of the dinim of Su'uda. Again, there are a lot of concepts about Shtia that we've spoken about in past Shiurim, about Adlo Yada, intoxication, whether that's part of the Chiyuv Su'uda or it's a separate Chiyuv, and what the Simcha of Purim is all about. I want to wish everyone a great Purim and a Su'udas Purim. We should be Zochet to the Simcha of Purim and be Mekayev the Mishta together. And we eagerly look forward to the Sudas Purim that's coming upon us. Litova. Amen.